sometimes it's not about what is happening in life, but more about who we're with.
And we're going to talk about this and more. Family, let's get ready. Let's pray.
Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. We're so glad to be with you again. We're taking your calls live. 877-7 Let's Pray is the number to call. We say it every week, but friends, we are excited to hear from you.
That's right. We are a couple of episodes into our 12th season of Let's Pray. And as we continue this new season, we'd love to invite you to come with us on a journey through the Word of God as we look at the prayers of the righteous. And today we're going to look at Nehemiah and his prayer in chapter 1. Before we get into our topic today and your calls, family, let's have a word of prayer. Mm-hmm. Dear Lord, we are so grateful that you left a blueprint in the Word of God. Thank you for using everyday people, documenting mm-hmm. their journey to give us a path that we can walk in and know what to and not to do. So as we explore in this new series, Lord, we pray that your Spirit would be with us, be with our community, minister to us, Lord, heal, restore, and deliver. And thank you so much for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that word of prayer. Mm-hmm. Family, we're so excited to be with you. We just want to say one more time, 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call. We'll be going to our phone calls in just a moment, but I'd like to quickly just catch up.
Yeah.
You know, you guys might notice that we are together in the studio. We are distanced a bit. It is the first time we're still running on a very small crew because we want to participate in the guidelines that have been laid forth by the state that we're in, but we're here, Mario.
Yeah. It's so good.
For the live program,
yeah,
we're here.
and I get to see you and feel your energy, season. It's a true blessing. How have you been?
I'm doing quite well. You know, honestly, I just want to jump right back to you because I'm excited. I've heard some amazing things. I'm so grateful to God because you and your family have been through so much. And I know that there's some exciting things going on the other side of deep heartache.
Yeah, season, thank you so much. Family, as you know, many of you know, we lost our daughter, Braylee Amora Broussard, October 4th of 2019. Some 10 months later, we've had the opportunity, season, to have a documentary, a film produced chronicling our journey, mm-hmm. just giving us an opportunity to tell our story, more so though for the sake of those who have experience, and by God's grace, I mean, unfortunately, may experience what we have, season. Mm-hmm. And so the film is entitled Ray of Hope. Thanks, God. I don't want to take too much time on it, but if you're interested in where you can see that, it's on Amazon Prime, but you can go to myrayofhope.org. That's myrayofhope.org. And when you go to our website, it'll spill all of the information out on where you can find the film. Mm-hmm. And we're just so excited about
this. It's my understanding, without letting any cats out of bags, that there might be some exciting other places as well that we might see it. I'm excited because I know you and Natasha and Declan's desire for other people to be loved.
Yeah.
And you're outward focused, even in the midst of this heartache. And so to see that the Lord is taking your story and just saying, those are my kids, you know, and I'm just so excited for the two of you. What a beautiful way to honor that sweet baby girl.
Thank you so much, season. I'll just say this before we move on. I know, and I said it before at our memorial, that we're not the only parents that have lost a child mm-hmm. at any and all stages of life. But to be able to have this platform, it beckons me to be a good steward, us to be a good steward of this opportunity, because so many don't get to say anything about the loss that they've suffered. And so by God's grace, we can be one avenue For the voiceless in this
Amen. Manner. And yeah. I know many times during the program, we in our community have friends and family that have lost. You've had opportunity to pray for them.
Yeah.
So indeed, the Lord is blessing through
Praise
struggle.
God. Thank you. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Friends, we are so excited. We just want to jump into the Word of God. We're going to talk about the entire prayer here from first chapter of Nehemiah, verses 5 through, I believe, 11 here. However, when I'm finished reading this, we're going to jump back to verses 5 and 6, as that will be our focus for today. All right, so let's read together. Verse 5 says, "Then I said, Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we Israelites, including myself and my father's family, have committed against you. We've acted very wickedly towards you. We've not obeyed the commands, decrees, and laws you gave your servant Moses. Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, 'If you're unfaithful, I'll scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled people,'" and I love this, "'are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I've chosen as a dwelling for my name.'" God is good. Oh. Verse 10, "'They are your servants and your people, whom you redeemed by your great strength and your mighty hand.'" Verse 11, "'Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man.'" Finally, "I was the cupbearer to the king," he mentions. It's important to him that he says that.
Yeah.
I think it's really amazing, because even though we're focusing on 5 and 6, you even said it in your opening prayer, he uses common people. Praise
That's
Jesus.
Right. That's right.
I was a cupbearer.
Yeah.
I was a cupbearer, guys. I'm probably one of the most disposable people in the kingdom.
That's right.
But Jesus used me. Amen.
That's right. And that's our goal season. Thank you for saying that, because we want to know that we want our community to know that prayer is not something that you have to reach status in order to engage in. That every individual, by God's grace, that we will highlight in this Prayers of the Righteous, series, are individuals, everyday individuals, mm-hmm. who are able to bend the ear of God, not because they perform to do so, but because God is looking for an opportunity to engage with us. And anytime we open our mouths in his direction, he hears us and wants to have that relationship and that engagement.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And he likes the B squad.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
The kids who weren't chosen.
Right, right.
The kids who didn't already have a rabbi during those times.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, man.
God is good, friends.
Amen.
All right. So I know that we have a caller on the line, Mario.
Yeah, sure. We have Christy calling from California. Christy, thank you so much for holding. How can we pray a praise with you? You there?
Okay. Yes. Hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, awesome. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
yes, glory be to God. I would like to pray for my Simon. She's been in the hospital for a year and 6 months, and today is her birthday. And I've had several dreams that she's going to be healed by the Lord, and I'm just going to continue to stand in faith. And I would just like to pray over that supernatural intervention of full restoration, a medical miracle for her.
Okay. And now, Christy, right when you were saying the person's name, it cut out. What is the first name?
Roxanne.
Roxanne. And she is what relation to you?
She's my mom. She's
okay.
My mother. She had a stroke, and she's in the hospital. She's been there a year and 6 months, and I've been laughed at by everybody that the Lord is not going to heal her, but I know he is going to heal her, and I've put up a fight for over a year and 6 months. So I just want to thank the Lord, and it is her birthday. She made it. This is her second birthday in the hospital.
Wow.
But I know she's going to be healed. So I would just like to thank the Lord for the dream that he's given me, that the miracle is coming. It's on its way.
You know, Christy, I want to encourage you, first off, just by saying you are encouraging us. There's something to it. I can't say it. I don't necessarily say that I have a word from the Lord on this, but when you said that she's been in there a year and 6 months and people are laughing at you because of your prayer. I just want to encourage you by saying there's something to the fact that your mother has been in there a year and 6 months, that if she was supposed to pass, it would have happened. There must be something that God is doing in the midst of this season. And we are so grateful to be able to share with this burden with you and to take it to the Lord together. Thank you so much, Christy, for calling.
Amen. Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. Amen. Take care.
Oh my goodness. I love our community, you guys. It just gets better and better every week. Listen, we all go through hardship and we're all dealing with stuff. We all have bits of victory mixed in with some of the pain. And it's just great to be a part of a community. I'm grateful for you. Please know that. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call. And friends, maybe today you need to know that God uses common people.
That's it.
Maybe you need to know that seeking an audience with God is something that isn't just, how do I say this? You're not just seeking, you're finding. Okay, with our Lord, he turns towards you. And I want to mention, before we go to our next caller, I want to say hi to Cheryl. She's saying hi to us from Canada on Facebook Live. Guys, don't forget to tell us where you're watching from at Let's Pray Live on Facebook as well. Ruth, sister friend, we see that you want to pray for Asante, Glenroy, and Samantha to return to God. Praise the Lord for that. Also for Isaiah, Justine, and Jamira to accept Jesus as their Savior. Now, I know we have a caller on the line. If you'll bear with us, Mario, would you pray for your caller? I'm going to pray for Facebook real quick.
Sure.
And then we'll jump into some more calls, friends. Amen?
Sure. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we are so grateful for Christy. And Lord, she was, her life and her journey with her mother in the hospital in that brief moment was such an encouragement to us to hear that she's been laboring in prayer for a year and 6 months. But also, Lord, to know that she said, the dream that God has given me of my mother's restoration, Lord, she's being laughed at. She maybe is being mocked. Individuals don't understand because maybe the prognosis does not match what her dream is. But that's why you gave it to her. And for whatever reason you gave it to her, whether it comes to fruition the way that she thinks it should, or whether you have different plans, you've given her this dream because it is her hope as well, God, and you are helping her course through this. I pray, Lord, that you will solidify her faith, that you will ground her, that your presence is felt by her even now in the name of Jesus as she labors in prayer and expectation for you to show up and make her dream a reality. Lord, we pray for Roxanne, her dear mother, who will celebrate now soon by your grace 2 years in the hospital. Being in the hospital for a year in 6 months, celebrating, I'm sorry, 2 birthdays. Lord, we pray, Lord, for her continued recovery. Christy is praying for full restoration. And that's what you do, God. It's full. You don't half step on things. And so, Lord, if you're going to restore her, we know that you will restore her. Amen. It's that or you have different plans, but you don't half step, and we thank you for that. Cover Christy as she goes to the hospital, as she plans her visits, as she trudges through different weather and seasons, as she supports her mother, especially during this time of COVID and separation and quarantine. Lord, please bless and keep her. And we thank you in advance for the testimony from this test in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, thank you for Mario's prayer, Lord. And I agree with you. I agree with him in the name of Jesus, Father. And as we continue this time of prayer on behalf of Ruth, Heavenly Father, asking for Asante, Glenroy, and Samantha to return to you, Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, I'd like to thank you that you go after the one. The one sheep, you search for the lost coin, Heavenly Father. You are the God who will step aside for just a minute to go get one of his kids. Yeah. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you would do that. We ask that you would go get them, Lord. Father, that they would hear you and that they would see you, that you would, as Mario says often, Lord, craft specific situations, Heavenly Father, so that they might come to you, Jesus. Bring them to the end of themselves, Father. We thank you for this, and we ask that you would bring them home the easiest way possible, Jesus, because if they're your kids, Heavenly Father, I know that you do everything you can to bring them home. And Jesus, for Justine and Jamira to accept Jesus, to accept you their first time. Lord, we ask for salvation, not just for this family, but for the families that are represented here today in this community. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that the enemy would not have his way in the lives of our loved ones. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that you would go and get your kids. Father, it's just what I keep seeing and what I keep hearing is a Lord and a Jesus, a Father in heaven who pursues us, Lord. And I thank you, Jesus, for your love and for your persistence, Lord. And thank you for our friends watching from Canada, Father, Canada and from the Caymans. Heavenly Father, Lord, what a global, what a faithful global prayer community that we're a part of. And Jesus, we can't take the credit for it. It's all because of you. So we surrender this time together in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to a caller, Jackie in California. Jackie, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you today?
Yeah, I'm just calling for prayer for my husband who's in the hospital in the ICU. He has COVID-19, and he's on a ventilator. And I'm asking for prayer that God will heal his body and bring him off of that ventilator.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. I'm writing down as you're speaking, but I'm just really sorry to hear that he's going through that, that you're having to go through this with him. But we serve a mighty Jesus, and I think that you already believe that and know that, but please know that this community is lifting you guys up. I'm really sorry to hear that. How's your courage right now? How are you feeling?
You know, I have this, you know, the scripture that says, I believe, but help my unbelief.
Yes, ma'am. That's where you are.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I do believe God, but there are times when the enemy will speak negative thoughts to my mind, and I have to combat it with the word of God. And it's a lot of anxiety.
Yes, ma'am. I'll pray for that.
Surrounding it, and it's just been a battle.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen. But the battle is the Lord's. That's the first thing that popped into my head when you said that. My goodness. I feel like maybe we should pray right now. What do you think, Miss Jackie?
Yeah, I'm in agreement with that.
Amen. All right.
His name is Michael.
I appreciate, his name is Michael. I appreciate your calm tone, but you said before we pray something very powerful. The enemy says lies to my mind, but I combat it with the word. If we could all just get that simple, not necessarily easy, but simple truth, I think it would be a powerful move of God. So thank you so much for that, that even in this time, you're encouraging others in a mighty way. So thank you. And let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for our sister Jackie. Jesus, I cannot even begin to imagine the layers of things that she is processing, dealing with, that her husband is going through right now, Michael. Heavenly Father, but Father, I ask that you would encourage Jackie's heart right now, Jesus, that you would give her fortitude, Lord, and the courage right now to dare to believe the unbelievable, Father, Lord, to proclaim your truth, to continue to proclaim your truth. Thank you that she's a blessing to this community in the midst of her pain and struggle right now, Father. We don't always understand why, but we know who. And so, Father, we submit this to you and thank you for being mighty. Thank you for being powerful. Thank you, Father, for being the almighty healer, Jesus, the great physician. Heavenly Father, you knit him together, Jesus. You know every inch of his body. And so, Father, we are asking that you would reach out to him in the mighty name of Jesus. And I have a feeling you might already be there, Lord. And we just ask that your presence would penetrate whatever state he's in the name of Jesus, Lord, that he would be able to come off of the ventilator, that you would heal his breathing, his inflammation. Heavenly Father, anything going on with his mind while he's having something breathe for him. Heavenly Father, Lord, whatever it is, please put your angels around him in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, to minister to him while he is where he is, Lord. I pray that he would hear you. Father, I pray that in the state he's in, he would see you, Jesus. Lord, whatever you see fit, Father, I'm asking for supernatural covering over her husband. And Jesus, the others that are on ventilators, Lord, the others in that hospital and the other hospitals all around the globe, Jesus, you are big enough for all of it, Father. Yes. And Lord, I believe that in our prayer closets and united in prayer together, Heavenly Father, that we can have an impact on this planet through your power. Yes. Heavenly Father, through your Spirit, Jesus, you are big enough. You are powerful enough, Lord, and you love. So Heavenly Father, please bring healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray against sickness, Heavenly Father. We pray against anxiety and fear and the enemy's dominion in these areas, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask, we bind him in those ways, Lord, but we ask that you would loose your light, your love, your life, your healing, your strength, your fortitude, your vision, Heavenly Father. Lord, help us to proclaim your word and to be so bold, Father, in understanding that, Lord, we can stand in these things and know that you are the truth, Father. Your word is the truth, and you are a God who sees and answers prayer. And Lord, your grace is sufficient for us during this time. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Miss Jackie, praise the Lord. We would love to continue to hear from you if you would like to. Keep us updated, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Yes, ma'am, you too.
Season, I'm just going to say a few things before we go. Norris, I know that you are on the line. Hold with us one more second. I just feel in my spirit, you know, we're talking about the prayer in Nehemiah chapter 1. And the title, per se, of our topic today is Seeking Audience with God. And I just feel in my spirit, there may be someone watching today who does not feel worthy to seek audience with God, to come to God with their issue. Maybe God has convicted you of a certain sin or something going on in your life, and you feel like you've been separated from him because you continue to engage in that. Or whatever the case is, maybe you just don't feel worthy to talk to him about the need or the want or the desire on your heart. Know that his ear is not too short that he cannot hear. His hand is not too short. His ear is not too deaf that he cannot hear, the word says. And his hand is not too short that he cannot save. He wants to have audience with you. So give us a call, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. Maybe you need community to walk with you through that. Give us a call. We want to help come to the Father with you. But we want to encourage you to know that you can come to the Father just as you are. Amen. By his grace through Jesus Christ. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. Norris, thank you so much for holding. Norris is calling from Florida. How can we pray or praise with you today?
Thank you so much, Mario and Susan.
Yes, ma'am.
I work in New York as a home nurse. And I look after this man that smokes. I was young. I didn't know that secondhand smokes hurt you. No, I'm suffering for months now. I tried to call one or two times, but the line was busy. But thank God I got through now.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
And I'm asking for prayer, please, and for my three girls.
Okay.
Shirley, Elizabeth, and Andrea and their children.
Okay. Shirley, Elizabeth,
and Andrea.
Okay.
And Andrea.
And did you say that you're suffering with some lung issues?
Yes, COPD.
COPD, okay.
From the secondhand smoke. I was the man's day nurse.
Oh. Okay. Wow. I'm so sorry. Norris.
Me too, Mario, because it's been very hard for me. My chest wheeze. I take so much medicine. Oh my God, I truly believe in my God, and
yes,
I'm praying that healing will come.
Yes, ma'am, and we are going to join in prayer with you for that very same thing. James instructs us, you have not because you ask not. And so we're not going to disqualify ourselves in your circumstance by not asking. We're going to take you to the throne today, as well as your three daughters. And Norris, thank you so much just for your service in the medical field in that time. It's much appreciated. We're going to lift you up, okay?
Thank you.
All Amen. Right. God bless you.
Amen. And last week we heard of someone who's receiving care and is in a hard situation as well. Sister, just know that we're still praying for you. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of need. There's a lot of heartache. But, you know, I know that because Jesus lives, there's a lot of victory too.
There is.
And of course, we want to remember that. So let's remember that God is sovereign and he is still on the throne. And we're allowed to be honest about how we feel. Amen. I mean, Jesus is still Jesus, no matter what's going on. So, friends, I want to jump over to our friend Perry on the phone lines in North Carolina. How's it going over in North Carolina, Perry?
Well, it's God is still in the midst.
Yes, he is.
Of all the trouble and grief, but God has given us victory and all.
I know. So, it's still hard sometimes, though, right? But
always.
But God.
Always.
Amen. So, Perry, how are things going? Last week we talked about some exciting new news for you. How's your relationship? What's your prayer request today?
Well, relationship is going, it keeps getting better and better. And we know that God is performing his hand in this, and he's leading us, and he's blessing us and giving us the desires of our heart that we have prayed for each other, not knowing that God had set aside this day and this season for this to happen.
Praise the Lord.
So he's definitely answering the prayers, and we're just blessed to be in the relationship that we're in.
Amen. How's Miss Dorothy, your mom?
Well, my mom, this got to be the spirit, because you had no idea. Just a few minutes ago, maybe 30 minutes ago, she was coming from her bedroom into the den, and she was complaining about her right knee, and she stumbled, and I was laying on the sofa, and I got up and just happened to catch her before she fell.
Praise the Lord.
And she's been complaining about the right knee. I'm not sure if it's a catch in it or what, but she's walking with a limp now. And I do have a walker, and she's been using that.
Okay.
She wants to use a crutch, but I said, no, the walker's better. And so,
we like to be able to do stuff on our own, don't we?
Yeah, I know.
You do. Listen.
The 94, she said, let me do what I can do while I can do it.
So Amen. That's what I do. Go, Miss Dorothy.
But just wanting God to heal that knee.
Yes.
And just heal her body totally. She's still dealing with dementia some. It's not bad, but she's taking medication for it, and she's gotten great reports from the doctors the last 2 weeks, and concerning her health, heart's good.
Praise the Lord. You know, and Perry, you've told us before, how old, if Miss Dorothy doesn't mind, that is, how old is your mom?
She's 94.
94.
Yeah. Her mom was 93. To be 93. Her mom's dad lived to be 108.
Yes, Jesus.
And his
life extension in Christ.
112.
112? Yeah. What are you guys feeding each other in the name of Jesus?
It's the DNA. What can I tell you? It's God's blessing.
Amen.
DNA from God.
We sure love you guys and so grateful to hear that you're still part of our community. Friends, we're a big family of people that just want to journey through these things and lift your prayer request to the throne room. And so, Perry, circling back, we're going to be praising God for the blessing in your relationship. It's really good to hear. And then for Miss Dorothy as well. We'll be praying for you guys in just a moment. God bless you.
All right. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Guys, have a great evening.
You too. Bye.
We're going to go to our brother Wilbert calling. Hey. Wilbert, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you today?
Well, I just want to pray that the Lord would just continue to help me to seek him first, and I would like to have a character like him. And I want to pray for David Capps.
Okay.
And his health, and another Truman Bryant, and R.E. Brown, and Lisa. I want to pray for all their health, that the Lord would just grant them healing power and just continue to be with all the people in the pandemic and other sickness and ailments.
All right. Thank you for bringing some names to your prayer list. I know God is working. Now, I heard David, Ari, Lisa, and was there one more?
Yes, sir. It's Truman Bryant.
Truman. Okay, all right. We will lift up those individuals, let them know that the Let's Pray community is praying for them. And Wilbert, so good to hear from you, my brother.
You too. Thank
you. Take care.
Amen. Amen. Before we go to Pamela, Miss Pamela, hang on one second. I want to say hello to Princess. She says, please pray for my son, Kavan, to return to Christ and for my health. You bet. We will be lifting that up, as well as Abiola, your request to pray for your daughter's safe return to college. For Fanny's, has a church member friend that is, has been come back positive for COVID-19. And then we're going to pray for Claudia, who says, pray for my son, Jonathan and Isaac, my sons, Jonathan and Isaac. And Rainey, she says to pray for children, Raven, Frankie, Cassie, and John. Lots of families, lots of families. All right. So Mario, would you mind? We have Pamela on the line.
Sure.
Pamela is calling from Indiana. Would you grab that? I feel like I was talking.
Pamela, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
Hello, Mario and Susan. It's
Hello.
Good to hear from you guys.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I've got a lot going on right now, and so I'm just asking the Lord to keep me above water because I've been doing a lot here in the last couple of months. And before I start on the prayer request, I just want to thank you guys for the 5-part series that Chaplain Black did last month.
Praise
God. In the month of July. That blessed my soul.
Oh, good to hear. Thank you so much for the feedback. That's so good to hear, Pamela.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. How can we pray for you?
For starters, I wanted to ask for prayer. It's so many people, I don't want to name them all, of course, but there are just people have come to me asking me for prayer for different things and for different loved ones and so forth. So I just want to just do a blanket prayer request.
Okay.
For those who reached out to me asking for prayer.
Okay. I'll just label them as friends of yours asking for prayer for various things. So we'll certainly lift that up. Is there anything else?
Yes. I want to ask for prayer for myself. Yesterday was the 1-year anniversary of my grandmother's passing. And it was a long day, but it was a difficult day at the same time, just getting through the just pushing through the emotions of her passing. And in addition to that, I still am dealing with a lot of her estate and finally getting, hopefully, to the end of some closings with her property and so forth this month. So, Lord willing, that will happen.
And this is your mother, correct?
My grandmother.
Your grandmother.
My dad's mom.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Wow, there's a lot going on there in the midst of a global pandemic and anything else that brings. Pamela, I wish that I could give you a hug because it just sounds like there's a lot. But God has brought you this far. We are going to lift you and your friends up in prayer. It's so good to hear from you. And thank you for just the feedback on the series and having the courage to call in and speak to us today.
Thank you both. It was good hearing from you. Have a good night, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Good to hear from Pamela.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Mario, we've got a couple of requests to pray for that were on social media.
Sure.
I did want to mention this. I won't mention their name since they sent it in a private message, and there's no revealing personal information. So I'm going to read this. In case somebody else maybe feels this way, and if you have a moment, would you mind kind of speaking to this?
Sure.
I'm going to put you on the spot just to touch here. It says, please, I really need your prayers. I just am not at the place where God needs me to be. I feel weak spiritual. Every time I feel so close to God, something happens and I feel far from him. I worship, I pray, I know God is still there, but that closeness, I need Jesus more and more in my life. My desires to serve him always. I know so many people feel that way. Please pray for me. I'm a praying person and a Christian. And I just can't help but think that there are other people in our community that they just in this pursuit of Jesus and they feel like they just can't seem to get there.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to paint God as a narcissistic God that does these little manipulative things. Mm-hmm. But the first thing that I thought about was a child-parent relationship. Mm-hmm. And sometimes with my son, with little Declan, as much as I want to be present for him to do something, even do it for him, his development necessitates that there be some things that he has to do on his own.
Interesting. Not alone.
Not alone.
But on his own.
It's supervised.
Like that. Yes.
There's supervision. I'm not leaving his presence. But maybe God wants there to be a closeness with this individual, more intimacy. And sometimes in order to desire or have more intimacy, you've got to feel a little separation.
Maybe allow that to believe even though you don't hear or see at the time.
Yes.
Building some faith muscle in there maybe.
Yes. And mm-hmm. just like with my son Declan, I will, by my own power, will never allow him to fail. I might have to let him fall, but I won't let him fail. Mm. And so God is there with you. And I just want to encourage you and anyone else that this may apply to, because I've had to deal with it on my own. I know we have as well.
Yeah. Well, I have to believe that he's there even though I can't sense it, even though my feelings might not tell me, what's the word I'm looking for? Give me that feedback.
Yeah.
But it's to choose and to know. And I love this because this person says, I know he's there,
yeah.
but I'm just outside. And so maybe this could be
yeah.
a possibility for
yeah.
them.
And of course, we have no idea exactly what God is doing.
Yeah.
But I want to say this one thing to you and to those who are dealing with this. Silence doesn't mean separation.
Ooh.
It doesn't necessarily mean separation. Silence doesn't necessarily mean separation. If you've been intentional about walking with God, praying, communicating with him, but yet he feels like he's distant, he has not separated himself from you. His silence sometimes is exactly what we need to build more intimacy. And to grow. And so be encouraged that God is still with you.
I just put that in the thread on our Facebook
Go
Live.
Ahead.
Silence isn't necessarily separation. We hope that's a word of encouragement for you. Praise God, friend. So would you mind starting off with prayer?
Sure. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for Wilbert and Pamela. And as they differ in faith, they differ in need. We just want to lift Wilbert up and thank you, God, for just his submission to you. And by that submission, individuals are asking for prayer. They are coming to him for help. And Lord, we pray that you would just empower him with everything that he needs to reflect you in those moments of interaction. And so, Lord, we lift up the very real individuals that are before him that have been given in his care, David, Ari, Lisa, and Truman. Each one of them have their own trials, struggles, tribulations, God. And perhaps not every one of them knows you, and maybe none of them, but wherever they are on this spiritual journey, God, I pray that you would meet them there. I thank you for showing up at the well, for the woman at the well. I thank you for stopping by Lazarus's tomb, even when he was dead. Lord, you show up in those moments right where we're at, and we thank you. And so, Lord, we pray that you would show up in their circumstances, and may Wilbert be able to call back with some testimony of how you're moving and how they're recognizing your leading in their lives. And then, Lord, we thank you for sweet Pamela, who's just calling in and asking for prayer for herself. So much going on. This recently marked the 1-year anniversary of the passing of her sweet grandmother. Mm-hmm. Lord, you have brought Pamela this far and the family in coping. And having gone through a loss recently myself, I can only imagine just the reflection of it's been 365 days. But Lord, thank you so much for keeping them and sustaining them. And we pray, Lord, that you would minister to them in this time as they reflect on the life of their dear grandmother. And then, Lord, for Pamela and anything else that she's going through, pray, Lord, that you would just minister to her and to her friends. There are so many individuals coming to her for prayer. And I thank you for keeping her industrious as she is going through a time of mourning and grief as well, because sometimes that is how we are able to positively cope. Lord, please continue to provide balance, but hear the prayers of her friends. This is about you being revealed in the earth, Lord, not just about miracles taking place, but may the miracles lead individuals to the miracle worker, the one who wants relationship and intimacy. And so, Lord, hear, heal, and deliver in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I'd like to continue this prayer on behalf of Perry. Heavenly Father, we are praising you once again for this relationship that you have placed in his life. Lord, thank you that he's a blessing to her and that she's a blessing to him. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would continue to draw them closer to you in relationship, because you are what will make it, Heavenly Father, the right union. And so, Jesus, we praise you that you have it well at hand, and that, Jesus, it is meant to be a blessing, Heavenly Father, that is full of growth and full of learning how to glorify you more and more. Jesus, we're lifting up Miss Dorothy. Praise God for her 94 years. Heavenly Father, thank you that her son was there to grab her before she fell, much like you do sometimes, Lord. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you would be with her knee. Would you touch her knee, Father, and give her relief, Father, and healing? We're not afraid to ask for healing, because we know that your desire is to heal first through salvation, Heavenly Father, but I believe in physical healing as well. And so we just want to speak that over her, yes. Jesus, not to tell you what to do, but because we believe that it's okay for us to ask. And so we thank you for these things. And Lord, I'd like to send a special prayer for my nephew, Christian. Mm. Lord, his child is due in October. Father, they are young people. They are in a state that has a rise of COVID. They are walking their lives out together, Heavenly Father. And so we just ask for blessing financially, physically, emotionally, Father, relationally, and Lord, that you would draw them into a deep relationship with you. Heavenly Father, I am praying specifically for salvation in the name of Jesus, on behalf of them and their child. And Lord, I want to lift up our friend Josue's cousin, Alex. Lord, he's been through a car accident, has received many burns, Jesus, and it's my understanding there are a couple of other injuries. Lord, so we just ask that you would be with him, heal his skin and his body and the trauma that's probably occurred, even though he might not talk about it. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would save him and that he would glorify your name. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, friends, we love to talk about the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And the next scripture that we want to talk about is in Psalm chapter 40, verse 16. And Psalm chapter 40, verse 16 says, "But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, 'The Lord is great.'" Mario, you've selected this scripture. Tell me what you were thinking when you chose that.
Yeah, so it's along that theme of seeking an audience with God. And it's more so just talking about maybe the results of having found him, of connecting with him, of choosing to seek audience with him. Because sometimes our flesh gets in the way, and maybe we feel like we're not worthy, or maybe we have too much pride too. Maybe we want to just handle it ourselves or forget. But this scripture talks about the joy in seeking God and choosing to seek his face for whatever the reason is. And so may we experience that when we are intentional about seeking his face in that regard.
I love it. And be glad in you.
Yeah.
But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. I love that. The Lord is great.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, God bless you. I'll talk to you later. The Lord is great.
That's right.
You
That's
know,
right.
The Lord yeah. is great. Yeah. I love it. Mario, thank you so much for your thoughts on that. Yeah. Friends, listen, 877-7 Let's Pray is the number to call. And we want to go to our phone lines. Janine, welcome to Let's Pray. I hear you're calling from North Carolina. Janine, how can we pray for you?
Yes, it's my aunt.
Okay.
She's 86 years old, and she has fluid on the lung.
Okay.
And they took some off, but she has blisters that they have to remove by surgical.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And I'm not sure if she could withstand another surgery.
All right. Would you mind if I asked you what your aunt's first name is, Janine?
Sure, it's Nadine.
Nadine, what a beautiful name. We're going to seek the our Heavenly Father on behalf of your Aunt Nadine. I'm really sorry to hear that she's dealing with this. Is she stable right now?
Right now, she's at home.
She's at home.
But we're afraid that we're going to go to another funeral.
I'm really sorry. It's such a hard time, isn't it? Are you, do you have community yourself, Miss Janine?
I have my mom.
You have your mom. All right. Hi, Miss Janine, are they tears I'm hearing?
Yes, sorry. Ma'am.
Don't be, please don't be sorry. This is the right place. Please don't be sorry. Goodness sakes, the reason I ask is because I didn't want to be mistaken. But I just feel like, Mario, would you mind praying for Miss Janine? It's her Aunt Nadine, fluid on the lungs, that she's scared for her.
Yeah, yeah.
She's dealing with some pain. It sounds like you've had other loss, not other loss, but you've had some recent loss as well, Miss Miss Janine. I'm sorry to hear that. Would you mind, Mario?
Sure, let's pray.
We're going to pray right now.
Dear Lord, we thank you so much for Janine, and we thank you that you see her tears and you hear her voice breaking. And we know, God, that you are an attentive God that cares. Lord, we don't always have the answers as to why you allow certain things. But Lord, we know that you truly care because you show up in the midst of our circumstances. Many of us can testify and say, if it were not for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. Lord, thank you for showing up now in advance. We thank you, God. Lord, we pray for Miss Janine, her dear aunt, who is battling, has had surgery on her lungs. There's so much going on, and now they're hearing that she may need more. Lord, we have our expectations and our hopes of how things should play out. But Lord, really and truly, we just are asking for our prayer to be answered, that you would bring her through the surgery. There are 1,000 ways that you can do this, Lord. You can clear up her lungs so that surgery doesn't have to happen. Or, Lord, you can bring her safely through surgery. Lord, we are focusing on what our request is because you ask us to make our request known to God. So our request is that one way or another, her dear aunt will be able to make it through this trying time. Janine said she just doesn't want to have to attend another funeral. And I resonate with that, God. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that prayer will be answered. But if you do not, oh God, and she ends up having to attend another, please, Lord, provide the grace for her to be able to navigate through this, not just to survive, but thrive in the midst of it, Lord. Be that comforter in that time, Lord. We're praying. We want your will to be done, but we are unashamed to ask for healing for her aunt in the name of Jesus. Bring that family close and protect them now. And even now, as Janine has no idea how she's going to have peace tonight because of everything on her mind, give her perfect peace. That's when we know a miracle happens. When peace is not present, yet it shows up when we need it in the most unlikely of places and times. Thank you, Lord, for hearing this prayer. Thank you for this community. And may Janine know that she's not alone tonight, that there are individuals around the world praying for her and her aunt. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm so grateful that we have a chance to pray for our communities.
I am too. I am too. And speaking of praying for our community, we have Margaret on the line. Margaret, thank you for holding. How can we pray or praise with you? Miss Margaret, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. All right. How are you?
I had to have open heart surgery.
Really?
And I was doing pretty good.
How long ago was this?
Well, I had it after I thought we were going to have a stent and everything was okay. So I had open heart surgery about 4 weeks ago.
What?
And I was healing pretty good.
Mm.
And it went bad. What? It's not went bad. It just, I got infection a little bit in one of the spots.
Yeah.
So I'm just asking you to pray for me, and if y'all keep me on the prayer list.
Listen, Miss Margaret, we will certainly keep you in prayer. And that was a major surgery. You sound...
It was. I was in hospital in ICU for 8 days.
Wow. You sound like you've never had anything wrong with you. I mean, this is just incredible. I know that I'm not on the side of recovery like you are, but from what I'm hearing...
I was doing so good, and I went back, and they found the stuff was infected.
Okay. All right.
So I just need y'all to please every week keep me on the prayer list.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Margaret. We will certainly keep you lifted in prayer. Thank you so much for calling and letting us know that you have your friends and your community family members at Let's Pray praying for you, okay?
Amen.
God bless you.
All right. Praise the Lord. We'll pray for her in just a sec. I wanted to share a praise report with the community, a couple things with you, friends. Last week, you may have noticed that I prayed for Al, who is a Hope Channel family member, towards the end of the program last week. I got him into one of our prayers. And Al last week had surgery to have some glands removed because they had found cancer, I believe, and Al can correct me again. And so what they did was they went in, Al came out of surgery. He let us know that he had come out of surgery. They found cancer in 3 of the 10. They had only, in the imaging, they'd only seen one. Mm-hmm. And then they found 2 more out of 10. And so to me, that sounds like a small number I'm praising Jesus for. Yeah. No, we'd like 0.
Right.
Let's be clear. But we got to see Al.
Yeah.
He's up and around. He's doing great. And he's just such a special person. We wish you all could know him. And we're so grateful that he's part of our family. And we're just so happy that we get to tell you good news that we see our friend. So praise God for that. Also, friends, we prayed for a baby named Camille. Mario prayed. And so some really interesting things happened. So Julianne is Camille's mom and her husband, Tom. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm trying to get this out properly. I just want to tell you guys that prayer is working. She is grateful to everyone who prayed. She mentioned her church family, her community, and then mentioned Let's Pray specifically. It was Thursday. After we prayed, they got some very positive news from the doctors. Baby Camille has been going through terrible things. She's just the tiniest little mite, friends. So please keep praying. Your prayers are working. We've been posting updates about her and our dear longtime friend, Baby Imogen, who's also been going through chemotherapy. So friends, head over to Let's Pray Live on Facebook. You can see a couple of updates there. I'm just not capable to give the full extent of the things that these two beautiful baby girls are going through. Again, that's Camille and Imogen. Please continue to pray for them and for Al as he heals from the surgery as well.
Amen. 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 Wow. Well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and pray for Margaret. If you just want to continue and pray for the two babies
absolutely.
As well. Okay, let's pray, family. Dear Lord, we are so grateful for Margaret. You know, Lord, she is not out of the woods yet. They've found some, I think, some swelling or some inflammation on her heart. But just hearing her voice 4 weeks after open heart surgery, the strength that we hear, and just the vitality, Lord, we are grateful that you brought her through that major surgery. And Lord, it lets and may it let Margaret know that you can do whatever is necessary for this next portion, Lord, as well. Now, our prayer, Lord, is that she does not have to have another surgery in order to address that. But Lord, that you would, through
technology and medicine be able to heal her. And however you do it, Lord, I don't want to limit you, but that she may be able to avail herself of the resources so that she doesn't have to have another surgery. Lord, we ask for continued healing and recovery. We pray that she has community surrounding her. She definitely has a global community surrounding her even now. And may she be able to draw on the knowledge that individuals around the world are praying for her as we speak and after as well. So thank you for Miss Margaret, and keep her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we praise you on behalf of Al and Imogen and Camille. Heavenly Father, first of all, for their lives. What a gift they are to this world, Jesus. Some here for a short amount of time so far, and our friend that's been here a little bit longer than those two beautiful babies, Heavenly Father, but you've sustained them all. And Lord, you are worthy to be praised, not for what you do, but because of who you are. But Father, we also are deeply grateful. We're grateful for their lives. Please continue to preserve them. Lord, we pray against cancer in the mighty name of Jesus on Al's behalf and on baby Imogen's behalf in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that the cancer would disappear, would stay gone, and Father, that it would be a miraculous sign, Heavenly Father, so that your name might be glorified, and Jesus, not just so people can live, but Lord, so that people would be drawn to you, Heavenly Father, just perpetually drawn to you through the glory of your name and your healing. And Lord, we ask on behalf of baby Camille, Lord, that you would continue to have her body trending in a positive direction, Lord, the healing, the settling of her heart and her breathing, taking her off certain medications, dealing with oxygen levels. Lord, there are so many intricate details in her care and the care of Imogen, Father, and Al. But Lord, we trust you with every detail because you spoke the heavens and the earth into existence, Heavenly Father. Lord, you have this well at hand. And Lord, I send peace on, Heavenly Father, just peace by your authority, Heavenly Father, into their lives. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, friends. So those who know your name, it says in Psalm 9:10, those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Praise the Lord. We've got about a minute left before we say good day. Yeah. Mario, what do you think? Do you want to say a prayer to say goodbye?
Sure. Let's pray, family. Dear God, as we leave the presence of our community today, we just pray, Lord, that you would put your hand over us. There's so much going on, but we thank you for preserving us. And may every test we go through this week coming be a testimony for next week when we come together. Thank you for hearing and answering this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, friends, we're just pleased as peaches, as they might say in the South. So glad that you've joined us for our second episode of Season 12. Join us next week as we continue our look at Nehemiah's prayer, going over the prayers of the righteous.
You can find us during the week on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live. And of course, we're live every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Don't forget, prayer partners are standing by until midnight Eastern time just for you.
That's right, friends. We'll see you next week here at Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. God bless.